Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Welcome back. Moolala Money Made Simple is brought to you in part by Credit Canada. I am the CEO of the organization, and we are Canada's longest standing nonprofit credit counseling agency. Our mission is to help people get out of debt so they can get back into life. Listen, debt is a brutal reality for millions of Canadians. It starts to pile on for lots and lots of different reasons: job loss, divorce, illness, bad luck, you name it. Our accredited credit counselors are available to help you understand your current financial situation and take you through all your options on how to move forward. And there really are options out there. So go to creditcanada.com. We are nonprofit, as I said. The counseling is free and judgment free. Do you ever see a charge for a monthly subscription on your credit card bill and wonder, like, did I sign up for that? What is that doing there? I don't remember. That is just one of many examples of unconscious spending. A survey from FP Canada called The Quiet Spend found that many, many of Canadians' dollars are going towards purchases like that we don't remember making, we didn't make with any intention. And how do you curb that behavior? How to change unconscious habits? Certified financial planner Jackie Porter joins us now with some tips. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. So happy to see you again.
How happy to see you. How would you define or characterize what you mean when you talk about unconscious spending habits?
You know, I would actually equate it to, it's the new year and I'm in the midst of a diet trying to fit back into my pre-pandemic clothes. Mm. And I think the quiet spend is very much like unconscious eating, right? You know, sometimes people eat to self-soothe. Sometimes we spend to self-soothe. And I think it's these unconscious spending habits where you're, you know, buying things at the counter just because they're on sale. Next thing you know, we put it in our, you know, our cart and off we go. Or we're, you know, buying things at the checkout online. So all of a sudden they're like, only 80 more bucks to free shipping. We're spending $80 more. We didn't plan to spend. And there you go. There goes the cash. Or it could just be, you know, you started to listen to a streaming site. And, you know, after a few listens, they're like, sign up. You only get to hear a few notes. And then they're like, sign up. So you sign up and listen to that favorite song. And then you forgot you set up your credit card to auto withdraw from your credit card. And then things fall apart.
Now, this survey outlines a whole bunch of unconscious spending types, many that are super familiar, like using a credit card to make payments, and then some that are a bit more like, wait a second, have you been looking over my shoulder? And the one that I want to have you speak a little bit about is adding additional get a perk, like free shipping, or maybe it's a buy one, get one, or whatever. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, I think it's kind of going back to that whole thing of, you know, you're being incentivized to do something you weren't planning, you didn't have in your budget if you have one, or, you know, all of a sudden you're buying things that you didn't even really need. Maybe by the time this, you know, chew toy comes for your dog to the house, it's like the dog's moved on. Like it's not even something it needs or wants, right? So you're really being incentivized by that retailer to pay money, pay more money, buy more things. And, you know, that's your reason to get free shipping or get an additional perk. And it's kind of something that you do. You don't think too much about it. It's kind of like, you know, you go into a store and you see that big red sale sign. And then all of a sudden you feel motivated to buy something, even though you didn't go into that store. Maybe you thought you were just going to go in to browse. Yeah. Now you're at the checkout. So I think it's those unconscious habits. It's kind of going back to, you know, you're on a diet. Like I said, this is where I'm at right now.
Clearly, lived experience at the fore.
So you kind of are on this diet, and then you've got cookies in the house. Bad idea if you're on a diet. And the next thing you know, you're taking the cookies, you're watching TV mindlessly, and you're eating cookies mindlessly. That wasn't a part of the plan. And there's
now,
cost to that.
Sure. In this survey, they rank these unconscious spending types according to the percentage of respondents who think they're going to do that more frequently in the year ahead. And the first one is using a credit card to make payments. And I'm going to ask you just for your gut check here. How much of this is because people aren't conscious? And how much of the reliance on credit cards is a function of the world we find ourselves in today with, you know, things just being so expensive?
Yeah, you know, I think it's probably, there's probably some medium in there. And I think even with the pandemic, people are getting just more used to using debit or credit cards than they ever have before. And then the other part of it, as you said, is things are costing more. So, you know, I think one of the survey results that I thought was interesting is millennials are the biggest indebted group right now, right? And they're also using credit cards to pay for things, largely because they may not have the cash on hand. And another part of it too is they might not have the experience that we've had if we've had to carry a balance on a credit card. And anybody who's done that remembers how long it takes to pay that thing off.
Yeah. What do you think Canadians could do, should do to curb their unconscious spending habits?
I think the first thing is cancel those cards. Maybe not cancel them, get a replacement card. I think that's a great place to start. Get a replacement card with a brand new number so that those expenses that would, like, especially the subscription ones, you can kind of just get a clean slate because you'd have to intentionally go back and resubscribe to all of those services. So that's a great way to just get rid of some of those monthly subscription costs that are, since we're talking about dieting, eating away at your financial plans. You know what I mean? So I think that's a good place to start. I think also just nothing excites people, I feel, more than having goals. And sleeping better means knowing where you stand financially. So this is a good time of the year to check in with yourself. Ask yourself if you actually have a spending plan. Nothing wrong with having a spending plan. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with splurging on some of those things that you want. But ask yourself if you know where you're at financially, because that's the hardest part of quiet spending. It's really spending money that you don't know you don't have. And then worrying about it, having those sleepless nights, thinking about how you're going to pay that credit card, because you made that spend without knowing where the money was going to come from to pay that credit card bill off.
This survey comes from FP Canada, as I mentioned. You are a certified financial planner. And still in Canada, the lion's share of the work done by financial planners isn't in the realm of cash flow. Like many, not all, but many CFPs work in the realm of investing principally. That's and right. They have they're not compensated to get really into the detail on a family budget. How, for individuals, do you think they can advocate for themselves in working with a financial planner such that that is where the value is added? Because I think the default, and you can argue with me on this, but I think the default is that it's investing first and not cash flow.
Yeah. And I think you should ask the planner what their specialty is, like, and be really transparent about what you're seeking a planner to do. We've certainly had people who've approached my team, ask me, you know, am I going to just get an investment recommendation? Are we going to do a plan? I think if you're working with a planner that doesn't, you know, potentially charge, because, you know, doing a family budget, doing a plan, there might be fees associated with it, but you get what you pay for,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So working with someone where you know they're going to focus on a priority, especially if you want to start the new year right, and you're really trying to put yourself in a better financial, like a healthier financial position. Like, ask what the advisor, first of all, they might not have a CFP. Maybe they don't have a CFP credential. So I am going to push back on you, Bruce, because often people who might hold themselves out to be a financial advisor, that doesn't mean they have a CFP designation that they can help people with things like cash flow management. So just ask what designations your advisor has. Do they work in the areas of specialty cash flow? It's really going down to a matter of what do you need for the advisor to help you with, and really make sure that they tell you what their process is and how they're going to help you with these issues.
Jackie Porter, thank you very much.
Such a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Jackie Porter, certified financial planner. She was here to talk about FP Canada's quiet spend survey. Some shocking numbers about how frequent our unconscious spending habits can be and may well be into the future.
Hi, it's me, your debt. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.